the severity of how the virus will spread across the nation over the next 12 months is uncertain, especially with the uncertainty of a vaccine. So we're hopeful that this next package will get our local economies on track.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode, I'll speak with Taryn Zamuda, the chief economist for the National Association of Counties. In a new survey, the organization finds the fiscal impacts of the coronavirus pandemic could reach $202 billion for counties. Taryn, thanks for being here. And to begin with, can you give us an idea of the scope of the fiscal crisis facing America's counties right now?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Since the outset of the pandemic, counties have been on the front lines of the response. Counties operate over 1,900 local public health departments and are responsive in serving residents in this pandemic. So with that, there has been additional spending on the local level. And then also, many counties are facing shortfalls in revenue due to the shutdown of the economy and kind of the slowdown of travel or residents being out and contributing to economic activity.
I recently spoke with Stephen Aquario from the New York State Association of Counties. Here in New York, where I'm speaking to you from, at one time this was the epicenter of the pandemic. But what have been the effects in other states? I mean, why are other states in such a crisis as well?
Various parts of the country are facing the pandemic in different ways, but have similar threads. Obviously, the public health response and keeping residents safe and healthy has been the number one priority. So while the virus has had different hot spots across the nation, the impact really is finding solutions to help residents get through the crisis, deal with economic impacts like job loss or ability to kind of pay bills and get by, as well as mitigation of the virus spread. So ensuring that all residents, but especially vulnerable populations, have a safe place to be and help mitigate that spread. So, you know, especially with populations within nursing homes or the homeless population, really that local response are those that are going to be serving those residents to help stop the virus spread.
Sales tax revenue has been a big problem for counties in the survey that your organization put together. You know, what's the outlook for counties that have been so reliant on sales tax, and why is that number so low right now?
Many counties are reliant on sales tax as a significant portion of revenue, and that sales tax helps support services for residents within the community. And our survey shows that counties that levy a local sales tax, of those, 69% of those counties report a decline in sales tax revenue, which is pretty significant when you're looking at that playing a large role in continuing services and road repairs, maintenance, providing health services, public safety. So it's certainly something we're keeping an eye on.
Now, people will remember that there was a coronavirus relief package that was passed by both houses of Congress and signed by the president, the CARES Act. But counties told you that funding might not necessarily go far enough toward addressing county needs. Why is that?
Well, only 5% of counties, about 130 out of 3,069, were eligible for direct funding from the CARES Act. And some, though, have received funding from their states in an indirect manner, and states are working with the counties to provide that funding. However, 66% of counties have reported to us, of those that have received some sort of CARES Act funding, that it's not enough to cover the budgetary impacts. And it's because the budgetary impacts are steep. The losses in taxes plus local fees, and then also the potential loss of what the state typically provides to the county. Those are all pretty expansive and can be pretty severe in counties, especially those that have experienced the virus in more impactful ways. On top of these revenue losses, we're looking also at the additional expenditures. Counties building field hospitals or standing up additional testing sites, and in some cases purchasing hotels and motels for certain populations, vulnerable populations, to have a place to stay. So that combination of lost revenues and additional expenditures has led to a hole in local budgets.
I know the counties that we cover in this area have begun layoffs and service cuts through spring and summer. What would the National Association of Counties like to see from Congress as discussion begins anew on the next package?
We'd like to see direct and flexible funding to local government, to counties, and we'd like to see in that flexibility, the ability for the funds to cover lost revenues. That in the CARES Act, the funds allocated are not eligible for revenue replacement, lost revenue replacement. So we'd like to see direct flexible funding to counties and addressing those budget shortfalls and allowing local government to continue to operate with staff and continue to provide services. Local government spending is a critical component to the national economy. And when local government spending decreases, the national GDP will inevitably face decrease as well. So we want to keep our economy up and running and also keep Americans receiving the services that they need.
Do you have a number in mind?
Well, we estimate the $202 billion impact to counties through fiscal year 2021. So that does include those lost revenues and additional expenditures, loss of state funding. And we want to see our counties continue to operate and provide Americans what they need.
Where do you see this going? It's really hard to plan when we don't know when the virus will be under control. Cases are still rising. There's a race for a vaccine, but there's no known timeline on that front. So, you know, I'm imagining even if there's a next relief package from Congress to balance the books for a little while, I mean, we could be talking about an issue into next year and beyond, right?
Yes, the outlook is a bit uncertain. While we do have estimates and real losses and real expenditures reported to us related to the virus to give us a pretty good fiscal picture. The severity of how the virus will spread across the nation over the next 12 months is uncertain, especially with the uncertainty of a vaccine. So we're hopeful that this next package will get our local economies on track and help at least provide the immediate assistance needed.
Most counties are typically in a struggle to balance their books on an annual basis before the crisis. I mean, it's always a tough balance between tax revenues, expenditures, raises, unfunded mandates, you name it. How disruptive has this pandemic been? I mean, how, as an economist, from your point of view, how seismic is the past, few months?
Well, losses reported at the county level, particular to sales tax, have been between 7% of sales tax and 41% of that revenue stream. So 41% of a revenue stream is pretty severe. Counties are also tapping the rainy day funds or reserves. So more than half of counties have reported that they've already tapped into or plan to tap into those rainy day funds. These have larger implications as well for the financial system. So counties are typically good stewards of their funds. As you mentioned, they're, have strict budgets, have to balance these budgets every year. Typically keep a reserve fund for emergencies, but when they do have to tap into those reserve funds and kind of deplete those funds, it can impact their ability to borrow so they can for infrastructure projects or repairs or economic development. So you know, overall, this will have impacts across the nation in infrastructure, in economic development, in local community development. And we need to keep in mind that local government financial health and spending is a critical piece to the national economy.
That's Taryn Zamuda, chief economist with the National Association of Counties. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.